Who declares Ebola emergency as Congo outbreak spreads to Uganda? Who declares international emergency as Ebola kills 50% of infected in Congo and spreads to Uganda? The World Health Organization declared a public health emergency over an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda on May 18, 2026. At least 80 people have died from the Bundibugyo virus strain, which has no vaccine and kills half its victims. Newspaper continuing coverage, WHO declares Ebola outbreak in DR Congo a global emergency. The World Health Organization, WHO, officially declared an Ebola outbreak a public health emergency of international concern on May 18, 2026. The virus, which jumped from bats to humans, has already killed dozens in the Democratic Republic of Congo's Ituri province and spread into neighboring Uganda. Authorities say the real toll could be much higher than reported because many cases likely go undetected in remote areas with weak healthcare systems. The current outbreak involves the Bundibugyo virus strain, a rare and deadly type of Ebola with no approved vaccine or treatment. Its lethality rate can reach 50%, meaning half the people infected will die without proper care. This strain first emerged in Uganda in 2007 but has since resurfaced in Congo, where it's now killing people at alarming rates. The WHO's emergency declaration puts pressure on global health agencies to accelerate research, funding, and cross-border coordination. It also triggers legal obligations for member countries to step up surveillance and share data quickly. But the agency stressed that while the situation is serious, it does not yet meet the threshold for a pandemic emergency. Still, the risk of further spread remains high, especially in countries that share land borders with Congo. The DRC's health minister, Samuel Roger Kamba, told reporters the strain's lack of a vaccine makes containment much harder. "This is a virus that moves fast and kills faster," he said. "Without a vaccine, every case is a potential death sentence." Public health experts warn that if the outbreak isn't controlled quickly, it could spill into more cities or even cross into other countries with weaker health systems. The WHO's emergency committee met Friday to review the situation and decided the outbreak now poses a serious enough threat to global health to warrant the highest alert level short of a pandemic. As of May 17, Congo reported 80 suspected deaths, 8 confirmed cases, and 246 suspected cases in Ituri province. Uganda confirmed its first cases over the weekend, with 2 lab-confirmed infections, including 1 death, in people who traveled from Congo. Health officials in Kampala, Uganda's capital, are now tracking dozens of contacts and setting up isolation units. #Hashtag why this Ebola strain is so dangerous. Health officials say the Bundibugyo virus is particularly tricky because it's harder to diagnose early. Early symptoms, fever, muscle pain, fatigue, mimic malaria or other tropical diseases, so infected people often don't seek care until it's too late. The virus spreads through direct contact with bodily fluids, making it easy to transmit in crowded clinics or homes where families care for the sick without proper protection. Unlike the Zaire strain, which caused the 2014 to 2016 West Africa outbreak, Bundibugyo has no proven treatment or preventive vaccine. Experimental drugs and experimental vaccines are in early testing phases, but none are available at scale. The